Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. And that's freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones to the fun, let's talk to Brian in Colorado on the Amplifier line. Hey, Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, last night I was talking a bit about taxes and what the the unaccountable taxes, you know, the taxes that aren't called taxes that we certainly pay because they're a cost of government.
Okay.
And I was listening to that again today, and forgive me, I haven't been listening the first hour, but I've been busy working so I can pay my taxes.
Understood.
But I wanted you to mention last night something that I think is the most insidiously evil tax that no one ever talks about as a tax, but it certainly is, because it's the, you know, shenanigans that are done by our political establishment, and that is inflation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you count that, you know, I mean, let's say that you are, you know, a low-wage worker, and you don't pay any taxes. You know, on April 15th, zero, big fat zero down there.
Right, you get all your money back, paid, sure.
You're right. Well, if you've paid any in the first place,
right.
I get a refund from the government, right? But if you get there and you, I didn't pay any tax at all, well, you've already paid the 17% or something like that, whatever it is, 8% that you pay for, you know, Medicare and FICA, Social Security, whatever they call
it's
that.
It's 15% for Social Security, right?
Yeah, what your employer paid to match that. I mean, that's what
right.
the employer costs to hire you. And so you've already paid taxes, but it doesn't look like you've paid taxes. You don't think you've paid taxes. In fact, you got money back from the government. But then what about all this inflation that lowers the cost of your dollar? Well, your rent's not any cheaper. Your rent went up. And you got a 5% raise. Well, woo-hoo, you know, inflation just hit you at 10%. So you got a negative raise.
Yeah, you're right. Inflation is brutal, and it's definitely something that we have covered.
And they tell lies about inflation.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They have the Consumer Price Index out there, but the information, you know, so they say inflation's very low. It's like at 1 or 2 or maybe tops out 3%.
Yeah.
But included in the Consumer Price Index is just a bunch of plastic crap that you buy at Walmart. It doesn't have fuel. How many Americans live without fuel?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a very real cost for Americans. It doesn't have housing. How many Americans live without housing? You can't live without a house. It doesn't include food. I mean, how are you going to live without food? These are the things that should be on it, but instead they put a bunch of irrelevant crap on it. I think that cars are included, but, you know, so?
How often do you buy a car?
Right, how often do you buy a car? But then again, you could make the same argument about a house, but you pay for it monthly.
Of course. I mean, what do you expect them to do? Of course they want to cover up the inflation.
It's just a big lie. This is a tax they lie about. They print money on their little ching-ching printing press. They make as much as they want. They spend it at its current value. Then once there's more dollars, more Federal Reserve notes floating around out there, they're not worth as much.
Right. It's an elitist party almost, the printing press that they have, because
mm-hmm.
they can print out all the money they want to, and they spend it with their friends in industry. They spend it with their buddies who've got political connections, mostly the military-industrial complex, but there are others. The people who have connections to politics get the money first, and the people who get the money off the printing press first don't have the inflated version of it. They don't feel the effects of the inflation as the rest of us do
right.
once they turn around and re-spend that money.
It takes the market a little while to
right.
adjust to new stuff being in it.
You're right, Brian. I'm glad you brought that up. It's a totally insidious tax, and it's one that anybody in America cannot get away from unless they completely get away from using greenbacks. That's the only way to get away from inflation.
Right. The Liberty Dollar or some other non-Federal Reserve bank, you know, backed currency.
Right, and it's amazing to me that some people think the Liberty Dollar is a scam. I mean, we've talked about it before on Free Talk Live. You can get more information on it at dollar.freetalklive.com. They believe that the Liberty Dollar is a scam because it continues to go up in value, because right now it's the $20 base. You get a $20 silver piece and it's essentially it's an ounce of silver. Okay, yeah. If you go and you buy a bunch, if you go and buy pounds and ounces of silver, you might be able to get it at a lower price than $20. But essentially what's going on with the Liberty dollar is the reason why it says $20 on it and the reason why it costs more than the spot price of silver is because you can't get spot price of silver unless you buy so much silver. You would have to buy a pallet full of silver in order to get that price down there. And so people think that the Liberty dollar is a scam. It's not. It's a alternative currency designed to keep up with inflation. So you buy Liberty dollars and you put them, you're supposed to spend them and you're supposed to circulate them, but even if you sit there and hold on to them, they'll go up in value because they continue to print more greenbacks. And the more greenbacks they print, the more the Liberty dollars will become worth more. And as you pointed out, Mark, you can look at this, you can look at an example of how this works by looking at what an ounce of gold would have bought 100 years ago compared to what an ounce of gold will buy today. An ounce of gold buys pretty much the same thing.
Right. You can buy just as many loaves of bread with an ounce of gold, just about. I mean, this is give or take, right?
Right.
Just about as many loaves of bread in 1913 when they took the dollar off the gold standard as you can now.
Yep.
With an ounce of gold. But you can't buy nearly as many loaves of bread with the penny that in 1913 as you can now. The penny, you might as well throw it away because it's not worth anything. As a matter of fact, it's worth more for the copper and zinc that's in it than it is
because of inflation.
Right, because of inflation, the penny's actually, the metal is worth more than the penny.
Hey, it sounds like we have a metal-backed currency now.
We do in pennies and nickels.
Just have to melt down your pennies.
Oh, well, but that's against the law now, Brian.
And you can't take them out of the country either.
Yep, exactly right. Any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, but the place I was going on this was just thinking about the high taxes that we know of that are called taxes, plus the fees that are actually taxes, but they're called fees, and then inflation, which is a tax, but it's called something else. I think it's conceivable that, you know, we were talking last night about, you know, are you in a 50%, 60%, 70%, you know, 80, 90? I think it's conceivable if you are enough of a taxed person, it's possible for the government, and when you add inflation, to be taxed more than 100%.
It's I don't know. I can see where you're coming from on that. Doing the math, figuring that out, I think would be very, very difficult. But I
how would you be taxed more than 100%? I'm sorry.
Well, you can't figure it out because every time you buy a loaf of bread, you got to pay gasoline tax and rubber mm-hmm. tax and employment tax. This is all built into there. You can't figure it out. But
no.
If you add the inflation rate, which is, you know, if you want to call that, if you don't want to call that a tax, it doesn't work. But I would call that.
I would call it a tax.
It's
absolutely,
the government imposed on me.
Insidious secret tax.
Right. And if you add that, which devalues everything you make after taxes, you know, because I only buy bread in money after they've taxed me, because that's what I have left to spend after the government takes the
right.
rest of it, then now the money I have is worth less than the amount that inflation has eroded it to a point that I'm actually paying more than all the money I made because they take out 80% in taxes and the rest in inflation. I'm taxed at more than 100%. I'm just thinking. I'm not sure how you could ever calculate
that. Brian, my head is dizzy thinking about it.
It is hard to grasp.
For the purpose of being on air and talking about it, I think that using the number 50% is fair and reasonable. It's a shockingly high number for most Americans to grasp.
It's also undeniable, I think, at a 50% level, it's hard for anybody to say, it's...
But if I were to come on and say, you know, more than 100% of our wages are taxes...
Then you get into the cooking sound.
Right. People are just not going to understand, and they're not going to care. I mean, you're making a valid point that that you're getting a deflated dollar, you know, to spend, and... Therefore, we're all taking less and less wealth, you know, every day simply because of the Federal Reserve printing money, and there's all these taxes in there, and you have to figure in the taxes on the tires that you have.
Hey, he's got a cell phone call.
That's
nice talking
noise.
To you, Brian. Take
right.
it easy. 1-800-259-9231. So, yes, you're right, Mark.
You have to pay the taxes on the tires. So you're paying the taxes on the rubber you're burning on the road. You're paying the
it's
taxes on the gasoline.
It is mind-boggling.
You know, everybody hates the gas companies right now. Well, the government's getting twice the money off of gasoline that the gas companies are getting.
As far as profits, you mean. Yeah. It's mind-boggling thinking about the amount of taxes that we pay in life in this country. It's crazy. And That's where you're going to have to leave it. I mean, you can't get on the air and claim it's 100%. It's just most people wouldn't believe it. So we're going to stick with 50. More on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, February 7, 2007, gold 654 ounce, gold coins are 675, 34, 340, 22 for half, 170, 11 for quarter ounce, that's 675, 34, 340, 22, and 170, 11. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window, fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion, 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso, 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee, 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Faraship's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8820.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Bulletin board system awaits you. Over 180,000 posts, over 1,400 people interacting. It's totally free. It's a lot of fun. bbs.freetalklive.com will get you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And that's all for free. Do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child a Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com or 800-657-5066. As we go to the phones to the fun, Alexander in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Alexander.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, you were feeling under the weather earlier, but now I feel bad, too.
Sorry about that.
That's fine. Yeah, well, you know, between, speaking of inflation, whenever I hear inflation, I tend to call in. And speaking of inflation, prices on the wholesale were pretty stable, incredibly stable, in fact, between 1800 and 1930, until we got off the gold standard. And I think it really shows that once we really got off any, you know, objective means of money, our wholesale value started skyrocketing. I mean, we really haven't had deflation in any specific industry since 1930. Mm-hmm. I mean, sort of like computers because they've become more technologically advanced. We've had that, but really, we won't live in a world where, you know, prices are falling and output is increasing until we actually get back on some kind of gold standard, you know?
It's true.
I mean, it'd be good if inflation was simply a silent tax. And I understand a lot of people like thinking that inflation is a silent tax because it is. It's not really out there, but it also does worse. You know, it takes resources from one end of the market to another and creates boom and bust cycles. So, I mean, not only are we taxed, not only do they tax our money away from us through inflation, but they also make us go through these like miseries of depressions and recessions, and then they blame it on the market, saying, "Oh, these are inherent to the market; they have nothing to do with us." You know, keep looking at the capitalist pig. And, you know, it basically focuses away from, you know, Bernanke and Greenspan, all these people, all these government heads. So I think it's another little devious form of government intervention just to make us hate the market more than we do.
I think that's an excellent point, Alexander, and thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I don't understand the intricacies of economics as well as Alexander does, but I can understand that inflation is an insidious tax.
Yeah, and it's hidden, and most people aren't even aware that it is a tax. Sort of, I think a lot of people know that inflation exists, but they don't really understand what it is. They don't really understand the extent of which it affects our finances in America. The effect that it's reaching into, for instance, if you've got a bank account with $100,000 in it, and you're just letting it sit there, even if you are getting interest on that bank account, you're still losing because inflation, as you pointed out, Mark, is not at the percentage rate that the government claims that it's at. It's more
right.
Up at around 8 to 9 to 10% as opposed to the 2 to 3% or less that they're claiming it is. And so if you're making 3% on a bank account, then you're still losing. They're still reaching into your bank account, sucking out money without ever having to do it overtly, without ever having to let you know that it's going on.
I think the best explanation for it is the housing market. Now, you can look at food and fuel,
mm-hmm.
but the best place to look is the housing market. Houses have basically doubled in America since 99.
Yeah.
You can pretty much count on your house value as having doubled. If you had one, that real money inside the house, you doubled your money. But if you didn't have one, your money just cut in half for housing costs.
Right.
Now, fuel costs have just about doubled since that same time. I remember in 1998, I bought gasoline in Union, South Carolina for 89 cents.
Wow.
89 cents a gallon. It's three times that now, mm-hmm. practically. Not quite three times. It's two and a half times that or some, you know.
It's been as high as three times that.
It has been. Food, they're getting better and better at distribution of food, therefore driving down some of the prices.
Right, and that's what Alexander was pointing out. There are some industries, there are some examples of prices coming down. For instance, you asked me for a cough drop earlier tonight. I came downstairs with a bag full of cough drops and said, 40 cough drops, how much did this cost? You guessed high.
I did.
You said 99 cents. It was 67 cents. So, I mean, Walmart, it's got such buying power that it's able just on its own to bring prices down. But nonetheless, we're still fighting against inflation. We're still fighting against that inflation factor that's just not going to go away until we can finally get rid of the Federal Reserve, which is the only way that that inflation will ever really stop, I think, in this country. And it's possible. It's something that can be done. Just people need to be educated about it. People need to wake up. People need to understand what inflation is, what fiat currency is, all of these boring monetary topics, right? I mean, it's not exciting talking about money like
no,
this.
But it is exciting getting money. And
yeah.
If you want money to be continue to be worth what it is today, then you need to be concerned about these topics.
Yep, absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. Well, in other news, there's a story out of New York City that has to do with, well, probably a number of our listeners. If you're a listener in New York City, at least, if you're somebody who listens on their iPod, whether it's to Free Talk Live or to your favorite music mix or whatever.
Whatever it is.
You could be a lawbreaker soon, right?
I have gotten, I've gotten this story from so many people. It's amazing. You may be able to walk and chew gum at the same time, but soon you will not be allowed to walk and listen to your iPod while crossing a street in major New York cities.
Wow.
Now, I'm not sure what
major New York cities
is. Maybe it's the boroughs that they're referring to?
Maybe.
I don't know. That's because Senator Carl Krueger...
Carl Krueger to the rescue!
Democrat Brooklyn... plans to introduce legislation that would ban people from listening to music players or using electronic devices that would hamper their awareness of their surroundings while crossing the street, said Jason Joppel, Kruger's chief of staff. The
wow.
legislation would also apply to pedestrians using iPods or other MP3 players,
Blackberries,
cell phones, or other devices.
Palm device. Wow.
All these things. They're just stopping people from listening. Now, I don't know about New York City. If you're walking from north to south in New York City, mm-hmm. you're walking at a normal clip, you're going to cross a street every minute,
right?
Or less. It may even be less. It really may. So they're
effectively outlawing any sort of portable devices.
Right. They're outlawing the iPod if you're walking to work north or south in New York.
If this passes.
If it passes.
Goes through.
Krueger's decision to file the legislation stemmed from the recent deaths of three people who were killed crossing streets in Brooklyn and in Manhattan. Now, I want you to understand that last time I checked, and it's been years, Manhattan's population, or New York City's population, mm-hmm. swells to something close to 20 million people.
During the daytime.
The people come to New York to go to work, and
right.
it's just an incredible amount of people there. Three have died.
Three people, yeah.
Out of this 20 million. You're not talking about a significant portion of the population.
No, you're not.
I mean, you're not even talking... It's three people.
It's Darwinism.
And
these people got what they deserved. They didn't apparently internalize mommy's lesson. You know, mommy and daddy, when you're 3 years old, they'd say, okay, now, Mark, we're going to go outside and play some frisbee or some football or baseball. But remember, if that ball goes across the street, you look both ways before you cross the street.
You know, it's a mean thing to say, but mommy told you that for a reason.
Yeah.
It's because cars and trucks kill you when they hit you.
I don't think my mom ever thought when she was teaching me that lesson that there would ever be a government who essentially was going to abolish any sort of distracting device.
Not to mention these people broke the laws of crossing streets in the process.
More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Mommy, government!
Hey, Jane. How's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners awaits you with dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Who's the most pro-liberty individual in the United States Congress? Many people would say that's Ron Paul. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th, 2007. Meet presidential candidate Congressman Ron Paul and other influential people who support your freedom. Register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
There you go. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to, I believe it's Becky in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes. I just didn't know if you had heard the information that we got off of the Power Hour the other day.
Oh, wait, no, you mean this is Paula? Paula in Florida?
No.
No? Ginger? Ginger?
Wait, did y'all hear about this?
Becky?
No, tell us,
Paula. Did y'all hear about this?
Tell us the information.
Who is this?
Did Becky. Y'all hear about this?
Mom? No, okay, what's going on now, Paula?
Okay,
Becky, Ginger?
The 1st of March.
Paul Becca Ginger?
1st of March.
Yeah.
The Department of Agriculture is going to start chipping everything. All the farmers said they're going to have to go out of business
with the chisel. Are they getting out a big chisel?
What are they doing?
They're going to be chipping everything, and they said that they're going to have to go out of business. They cannot afford this, and we're going to have a serious problem with food.
Wait, who's going out of business? The Department farmers. Of Agriculture?
Yeah,
that's awesome news. Wait, they're not even in business. They're just a government agency. Huh?
It was on the Power Hour the other day.
Oh, whatever that is. So what? Now they're going
to
chip everything.
Yeah. You're going to have to
and that's going
to
put them out of business.
The farmers said they won't be able to afford it.
The farmers. Oh, well, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the National Animal Identification System that Jim Babka has gotten on.
Yeah, they're
going
to have to go out of business. They said they can't afford it.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible news,
isn't
it? Yeah,
and then today on the radio, they said now.
Hello? Paula? Uh-oh. They got to her, Mark.
The Department of Agriculture has silenced Becky.
You mean Ginger, or Paula.
That's right.
Or Right.
Well, you know that not everybody knows that Paula has called in under the name Ginger in the past.
That's right. That's Paula in Florida, and she calls in from time to time. 99% of her calls, she calls in as Paula from Florida. But
which
there's
she's welcome to call. I don't understand why. I mean, she doesn't need to use a fake name.
No, and she doesn't. She apparently thinks that she's fooling us into believing that she's someone other than Paula in Florida.
She has a distinctive voice.
Yes, she does. But now now her voice has been silenced, Mark.
Yeah.
They shut her down.
Oh, I hope that it's just a bad cell connection or something.
I don't think she has a cell phone.
I hope it's a bad connection of some sort.
She seems to be a bit of a Luddite.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't have a cell phone. I don't know.
All right, let's move on now to John in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Is that me? Because this is John in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. John in L.A.
I guess L.A. is L.A., right?
Yeah. What's on your mind, sir?
I wanted to talk about, I do think the iPod law is ridiculous in New York City. Like you mentioned, the percentages of people that are using devices like that have increased. So, of course, the percentage of people who are going to get into an accident with devices like that are going to increase.
Absolutely. I mean, haven't we had people with Walkmans for the last two decades?
Exactly. I will say this, though, just in the defense of the pedestrians of New York. I worked in Manhattan for 5 years, and sometimes you are definitely taking your life, whether or not you have a cell phone or an iPod or anything else on you when you're in the crosswalks. It's a pretty hectic place. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you've got to be careful. And it just seems like common sense to me. And if you don't have the common sense, then you're going to get clipped by a car one of these days. And
yeah, but whether or not you're doing something else or you know, it's just. Yeah, it's just crazy. It's just, you know, like
it
one
really
more
is, and it's just more of this. Yeah, it's more of this nanny state crap, this nonsense. The idea that we need mommy government here to keep us safe from every possible thing that might harm us. It's
right.
Nutso.
All right, that's it.
Thanks
for
the call,
guys.
Man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And this is typical of New York City now, right? I mean, this is the same place where they've got the trans fat ban.
Yep.
It's the same place where there's a cigarette ban. You can't smoke inside any sort of business. This is the same. It's the same place. You can't even have toy guns in New York City. It's nutso.
They're just trying to be mommy government and smooth off all the sharp corners in the world. But the world's
right.
A dangerous place, and we all only get out one way.
Here's an idea, Mark. Here's a great way to keep people safe, because we want to keep people safe on the streets. Let's give everybody a big, bouncy hamster ball that they can get in. You ever seen that Jackie mm-hmm. Chan? There's a Jackie Chan movie called Operation Condor, where he rolls down a big hill in this, essentially what is a human hamster ball.
Yeah. How's he go as quickly as the ball?
He's inside the ball.
I understand he's inside the ball, but the ball could get rolling faster than Jackie Chan, and
right.
I'm just wondering.
He's very fast.
Okay.
He's very fast. But, I mean, you could just sort of sit in there and just let the ball roll down the hill. It doesn't matter. It can run into anything. It's a big, bouncy.
Oh, so he's seated in it somehow?
He's inside this rubber ball.
Well, I'm thinking of the hamster ball, and, I mean, you could take the hamster, and you could roll the ball, and the hamster's going to stick to the edge of it, and held by centrifugal force. And
yeah, this I don't really know what the actual inside of this thing was like, but
okay.
Anyway, this could be something for New York City, since New York City's so concerned with its people's safety. Let's abolish cars, the city buses. You could keep the subway because that's run by the government. Anything run by the government, that's safe.
Well, people,
city buses,
so the buses
are okay too.
Well,
so,
but people jump in front of subways all the time and kill themselves.
I don't know how we can get around that one, Mark. Force fields. We need force fields. But otherwise, we can give people these little bouncy balls, and they can get into them, and they can roll around the city, just like a city full of little mice.
I think that would take up too much space. I think we should put everybody in those uniforms that they use for the women's rape classes, the classes for the women to avoid violence.
I don't know what you mean.
They have these giant football helmet suits.
Hmm.
They have these huge heads. They look like characters that a college would use,
okay.
Like a college mascot.
Gotcha.
But in this case, they all look the same, and this is the quote-unquote attacker.
Uh-huh.
And the girls can, women, I should say, can
pepper spray him.
Fend off the attacker in whatever manner it is that they're supposed to fend them off. I don't think it's pepper spray. This is aggressive stuff, you know, like hit him in the solar plexus. Yeah!
Yeah, okay.
You know, gouge in his eyes.
Gotcha.
Kick him in the testes.
So you're saying get everybody one of those costumes?
Yes. And that would take up far less space than this huge bouncy ball you're talking about. New York's a populous place. And
that's true.
You couldn't put all these bouncy balls everywhere.
But I'm just talking about maybe just for the people who are driving, maybe just to replace the cars, because the bouncy balls aren't really any bigger than the cars.
Okay.
So you could replace the cars with
but
the bouncy
balls.
Then
you got to park your bouncy ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's problems here inherent in this bouncy ball system of yours.
Well, I'm just trying to help people, you know? I'm just looking out for people's best interests.
And so is Senator Kruger. Carl Kruger.
Okay.
From New York.
The guy that wants to ban the iPod.
Yes, that's right. He wants individuals.
My mother, you mean. Carl, Mommy Kruger.
Right. The individuals that are in question here, the ones that the three people that had been hit by vehicles,
mm-hmm.
They were tuned into iPods and tuned out to the surrounding area. And they stepped off the curb into the path of an oncoming bus, truck, or car. He said, all three were fatally injured. In one case, people were screaming at the person to watch out, but the person couldn't hear them because their iPods were in their ears and too loud.
Mm.
Earlier this year, Ilya Kiselev. Now, there's no chance that there's no guarantee that Ilya Kiselev spoke English and would know what a bunch of screaming people were talking about.
Right.
Anyway,
If a bunch of people, maybe she doesn't speak English. She hears people yelling, just turns up her iPod.
I've been in New York City, and I've asked several white people, people that I expected to be, as American as I could imagine, for directions, and I know of three times that they didn't speak English.
Right.
They didn't speak English. These are, normal-looking folks to me. Normally you can tell what a foreigner... I couldn't.
So, essentially, you're suggesting that maybe she was walking and they were yelling at her to back up and she just said, what? What?
I'm suggesting that it doesn't matter whether you pass this legislation or not. Granted, she was distracted, but this is an infringement on freedom.
I'd like to ban pretty women from the streets, too, because...
They are
dangerous. I could very well be crossing a street, getting ready to cross a street, see a very pretty girl walk by, turn my neck that direction as I'm walking across the street. So, we need to ban attractive ladies, attractive men. They need to be banned as well so we don't endanger anybody. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features you'll find are completely free. That, again, freetalklive.com. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote today for the show. It makes a big difference for us because your votes help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world, of which we are number 2 as we do the show here tonight. Number 2, according to PodcastAlley.com, which is pretty good. But we could be number 1 with your help if you would vote at vote.freetalklive.com. So then, Mark, you know, there was a story that we did a little while back, maybe about a year and a half ago, about a snow penis.
We did.
And it had to do with some neighbors getting a little bit angry over some, kids building a naughty little snow penis in their front yard.
Was it necessarily children?
It was kids. When I say kids, I mean 18, 19-year-olds.
And adults.
So now, in the same vein, if you will, of the snow penis story, from the Norwich Bulletin, Pomfret. A wood-carved silhouette of a buxom mermaid mounted to a curbside mailbox on Old Route 44 has pitted neighbor against neighbor in a dispute about freedom of expression.
Hmm.
I think it's beautiful, said Pixie Ray, who owns the figure. It's art. It's artistic expression. I just don't understand. But neighbor Pam Lee doesn't think it's beautiful.
No.
The problem, she says, is the mailbox stands on her side of the street in front of her property.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yes, it is an interesting twist on property rights. Lee has tried unsuccessfully to remove the mailbox. 2 years ago, Pam Lee tried to separate her and Ray's mailboxes, and 2 months ago, Lee's husband, Scott, was arrested for removing a previous and what Pam Lee says was a more provocative mermaid cutout attached to Ray's mailbox's post. I'm torn between shut up and let her do what she's doing, and she'll get bored with me, but my property value is going down, said Pam Lee. Now, I'm going to post this story, as I post all of our stories, on the Free Talk Live BBS, so you can see exactly what this mermaid cutout looks like. But it's not exactly a voluptuous, I guess it's voluptuous in that it's, voluptuous means fat, right? Wait a minute, what is
curvy, generally?
It's curvy. It's curvy, but it's not sexually explicit, I guess is what I'm saying. It's essentially a cardboard, black, spray-painted cutout of
a yard
mermaid.
Shadow.
Yeah, it's a yard shadow, and it's ugly. It's got a bunch of tacky jewelry and things like that on it. It's really just the most tacky thing you've probably ever seen on a mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
But it is their mailbox, and shouldn't they be allowed to put something tacky on their mailbox? That's, of course, the ultimate question, even though it's not even on their side of the road. Anyway, the woman's not really sure what she should do about it. Tom Rizzo, spokesbureaucrat for the U.S. Postal Service in Connecticut, said, "Nothing in the Postal Service's regulations apply to mailbox dressing, and the mailbox is private property. Rizzo said regulations concerning curbside mailboxes address only the size and dimension of the mailbox. So, essentially, the woman in this case can't go to the Postal Service for any sort of dispute resolution.
No. I would think that the only thing she could do here is go to the local city government, who would pass then an ordinance that would be, I would say that it's the wrong thing to do, but I would think that the only place of redress that she has is the city government.
Essentially, a customer, when they do with their mailboxes and anything that we would have any purview over, said the spokes bureaucrat, it's very common for customers to decorate their mailboxes as long as it doesn't interfere with the delivery of the mail. Ray's husband, Ken Newkirk, made the 3.5-foot-high, one-dimensional cutout. The couple has several wood carvings, also of female silhouettes, mounted on their fence facing the street, along with yard ornaments.
Well, that does sort of indicate that that's her mailbox, as opposed to the neighbor's mailbox. I don't think that this is dramatically reducing property value. That seems a little dramatic to me.
If this mermaid being on this mailbox on one side of the street is dramatically reducing property value, then having the similar mermaids on the other side of the street must be quintuplingly reducing the property value. It must really be bringing it down.
I can understand.
I agree with you. I don't think it is.
I can understand how the woman feels.
Sure.
But I feel like she has she's done the wrong thing here. She's tried to bring to bear the force of government in this circumstance rather than trying to convince the woman in some voluntary fashion.
Well, now you don't know that. Now you don't know, because it's been going on for a long time. And she may have tried something in the very beginning.
I doubt very seriously she did. Look, if she's worried about her property values, then she must be, if it's really in fact lowering her property values, say $10,000, then she shouldn't have any problem with parting with a grand in order to increase her property values $10,000. I mean, where in the world can you take $1,000 and turn it into $10,000 overnight? Offer the woman a grand to take the mermaid cuttings, cutaways, or yard shadows out of there, and I'll bet you she will.
The wood carving is the latest in a string of hostilities between Ray and Lee, who live across the street from each other. Relations between the two deteriorated about 4 years ago when Lee asked Ray to remove her horses from Lee's property. Lee said. Now remember, Lee is the woman who's upset about the mermaid.
So, and Ray is Pixie Ray.
Ray is Pixie Ray, yes. And so the two had an agreement to allow Ray's horses on Lee's property, but Lee wanted to use the land for logging. Since then, things have soured. Ray says Lee frequently calls state police about Ray and her family. Lee said Ray has blared music and displays provocative wood carvings to upset Lee. It's been a battle for years, she says. Ray says she would like to move her mailbox to the side of her road, but the Postal Service won't allow it because it will disrupt the flow of the carrier's route.
Mm-hmm.
So really, all of this is the Postal Service's fault for being an inflexible bunch of jerks.
It's true that they're involved in it. Oh, this is just a mess, is what this is.
If it weren't for the postal regulations mandating that all the mailboxes be on the same side of the road, this wouldn't be an issue for anybody. One of the selectmen in the town says he's familiar with the issue, but said no town regulations are being violated. So nobody can bring any force of government to bear on any party in this particular case, and essentially they're at an impasse. Says it's a very gray civil rights issue. I can't go over there and rip the thing off the mailbox. And thank goodness you can't. So I don't know. It's hard to take a position on this, because I think that the position that should be taken is that the Postal Service sucks. I mean, that's pretty much all you can do here.
Right.
Mailbox, their property, they can decorate it however gaudily they want to.
Right. I concur with that completely, that it's her mailbox. I'm not entirely on board with however gaudily they intend to, but I don't believe that this crosses the line of indecency, this particular one.
I agree.
I also think it's tacky. Yeah, I don't think this poor woman should have to have it in front of her house. But really, really, is it going to make that big of a difference if it's not in front of her house, but is in across the street? Because I looked at a duplex in Sarasota, Florida, when you and I were living there.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at buying a duplex right next door to the Pretzel King's duplex. Now, only the people in Sarasota, Florida know who the Pretzel King is, but the Pretzel King goes to...
It's an eccentric old man.
He is an eccentric old man who goes to all local fairs and get-togethers and
gets
that kind of thing.
He's dressed up like a king.
He dresses up like a king, really.
Like a Burger King.
He's got a silly little tights and the whole deal and a crown, and he pushes around a pretzel cart and sells pretzels and pickles.
Yes. And very tasty.
They are. The Pretzel King's got a little thing going. He's a fun guy.
Right.
But
I did an interview with him once. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to interview the Pretzel King. It was like one of the biggest moments in my life.
Well, there you go. So he He had, well, his house is decorated in the same gaudy, weird fashion that he is. He has all kinds of, mostly Christmas kind of, you know, the plastic, inflatable, not inflatable, but they're hollow, plastic hollow lit ornaments. They're huge, 3 and 4 feet tall.
Right.
He has several springy rocking horse things out there.
Wow.
But he has just a whole bunch of these things in his yard all year long, bleached out by the sun. His house is, it's just, what are you doing there?
Right.
And this house is right next door. And I thought twice, more than twice, about buying this house simply because it was right next door to this hideous redecorated other house. So did it affect the property value? It did. Because if I thought twice about it, then somebody else said, no, I'd rather not live there.
Hmm. So did you buy it or no?
I made an offer on the house, but the offer was turned down.
1-800-259-9231. If you've had a feud with a neighbor before and you want to tell us your story, I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Feuding neighbors. And was it over something silly like this, or was it over something a little bit more serious, your feud, if you've had one? 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, we got more about hemp permits, the very first ones ever to be issued, apparently, since at least the banning of hemp and the banning of marijuana. Some good news there on the way. Also, quick news from the AP. More American troops were killed in combat in Iraq over the past 4 months, at least 334 through January 31st than in any comparable stretch since the war began. Translation, more troops are dying now than they ever have in Iraq in the last 4 months. The numbers are highest, are the highest that they've ever been, Mark.
Hmm.
I mean, this is bad, and it's getting worse.
It's interesting we're not fighting a war there anymore, as all we're doing is keeping the peace now, right?
Oh, it's so peaceful there. We're doing such a great job with that, aren't we? Hmm. Things that make you go, Hour number 3 is coming up. Hemp permits and more. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind, if you make them. 1-800-259-9231. Still want to hear from anybody who has a neighborhood feud story for me. The Hatfields and the McCoys tonight on Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.